I saw someone else did this questionnaire, and I thought maybe it would be fun to do too. It is Ball of Truth's Baker's Dozen new questionnaire random topics on GWA Backstage. So I guess I'll just get straight into it. The first question, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, how has your week been so far? Well, that's sweet of you to ask. I'd say probably an 8, maybe a 7 or an 8. It's kind of just now in the middle. I just got a new job and I'm leaving a job where I had really crappy management. I loved what I did there, but I had a micromanager and she was very hard on me and pretty unprofessional and impolite. And I found myself just hating going and hating thinking about going in. And I was only getting a few hours a week. But I found a new job, and it's something that I have a lot of experience in. And the managers and my coworkers already like me quite a bit. And so that's really exciting for me. And I've already gotten the hang of it. My third day was yesterday, and everyone told me I did a wonderful job, so that's been a real, not really ego boost, but maybe it is, just because, I've gotten so used to every time I go into work, I just get treated like trash, and it's like, finally, I feel appreciated, you know, or I'm just kind of being left alone. Sorry, that was a really long answer. What is your usual alarm clock sound? If it's a song, what song? I used to have songs as my alarm sounds, but I would find that I started to hate the song. So I stopped doing that. But my alarm sound is just like a generic. Let me see if I can actually figure out how to play it for you. I'm so bad at phones too. I almost miss where you would just like dial in a number and call it, and that's pretty much all that you need to do on a phone. Although, if we didn't have camera phones, we wouldn't have instant nudes. I get very many nudes. I don't get any nudes at all. Nor do I send very many. I've got a friend with benefits that I'll send some to if he's having a rough day or something, but shit. I'm looking so hard for it. Sounds. What would it be? Reminder alerts? That's not it. That's not it either. Well, I suppose it's not very important. But it's like, it's a really simple thing like that. It just kind of repeats over and over. Sounds kind of like a bell. But just about anything wakes me up. What is your favorite snack? Doritos. I fucking love Doritos. I can sit and eat a whole bag of Doritos in one sitting. What is your favorite non-alcoholic drink? Coca-Cola. But usually I drink water. I also have been trying to avoid sugar. I've got quite a sweet tooth. And I put on a little bit more weight than I like to have on. I'm 5'6". I'm about 130 right now, but I like to be about 125. Let's see. What are some audio tags that will make it more likely for you to hit play on a recording? Vanilla. Vanilla. Good girl. Blowjob instructions. I haven't seen that before, but that would be really sexy. Boyfriend experience or BFE. I like Ramble Faps quite a bit. I tend to click on Ramble Faps way more often than anything else. Rarely do I ever click on a script. I like improv or rambles. I like it just raw and just kind of whatever comes to your mind. I think it's just so much more. I'm not the best with words. I think it's so much more genuine. And you kind of feed off of that energy and you can kind of go in the same direction as them. Is there any audio topic that you wish had more attention? I'd say vanilla, and I don't see enough vanilla. I'm not into like BDSM and all that stuff, although I've done a couple audios where I do some things like that, like spanking and stuff. I guess I can kind of get into like some of the lighter things, but I really prefer vanilla. And you know, it's like I can get into things that my partner's into. Kinkiness is a turn on for me. But if it's just myself, I don't really know what it is, actually. I guess I kind of like that one size fits all, 'cause it's I'm not worried about something just kind of like standing out like, ooh, you know, that's a little too far for me. Personally, I don't do the daddy dom little girl. I don't like the daddy stuff. It makes me think of my own dad. I'm not into it, and I have nothing against anybody that is. I'm definitely not like a kink shamer. And if I had a partner that really liked that, I think I'd find a way to get over it and maybe be into it. But again, I just want to clarify, like, I'm not judgmental toward anybody that is into something different. Okay. If your friend was going on a low-tech vacation, what 3 books would you recommend that they take? Oh gosh. Fed Up is a wonderful book. There's another one I read. It's about like fast food, and it's most specifically about America. I do believe it talks about like Canada and maybe a couple other countries, but it talks about fast food and different diet trends and things and how it's affected us and our culture and basically kind of how things came to be the way that they are. Like an interesting thing that I learned was when there was like the low fat craze, since they were removing fat from so many things, they were able to make a lot of cheese. So the cheese industry boomed, and now that's why there's like a million different kinds of cheese to choose from in the grocery store. Well, a million different brands of cheese, I should say. I love nonfiction. And I love food. I love stuff about food, and health. There was another really cool one. I think it's called A Visual History of Food, or of like, there's another word for it. It's at the tip of my tongue. But that one was really cool because it was about like restaurants and cafes and fast food and just any different kind of cuisine. I think the word was cuisine. And just kind of how it came to be. And it starts from like, I think before the Middle Ages. And they have photographs and things of artifacts, and they'll have like posters and advertisements and things like that. So that one's really interesting if you're into history and food. I'm trying to think what else. I also recently read a really cool one that was, it was horror stories. And of course I can't think of the name of that, but it was like a compilation of 30 different horror stories from classical authors like Edgar Allan Poe. They were all short stories. There was another really good one I read called Westering Women, and it's about, I can't think of what year it was set in, but old America, and it was in New York, and they're gathering all these women to go on like a pilgrimage to the West, I think somewhere in California, if I remember correctly, and they were like asking like, oh, we need Christian women to go west, there's all these men out there and not enough women, and they're looking for good wives and blah blah blah. And anyway, this woman signs up for it, and you find out that she has her own secrets and things that she's running from, and as well as some other people in the group. But that was such a good story because I really cared about the characters, and there's some mystery involved in it where you just had to keep reading, like, I want to know what's going on. But it would always tell you like just enough information to kind of keep you on the edge. But that's a really good one if you like mystery and maybe a little bit of drama. Let's see, what's our next question? What is your comfort food? It can be a meal, snack, or a treat, whatever puts you in a happy place when you eat it. Oh, that could be several things. I really like sweets, as I said. I love sweets. Cakes and things like that. I'm gluten intolerant, so I have to, like, make everything myself, which is fine. I like cooking, but, cakes and things like cinnamon rolls, oh my god. Non-sweet, I'd say probably, like, chicken fried steak and mashed potatoes and gravy, is one thing that, like, if I was having a last meal, that would probably be it. Barbecue and potato salad. Let's see what else. Cornbread. I'm Southern. What is your superpower? What superpower do you wish you had? I guess if I had a superpower, it's probably that I easily learn instruments and crafty things. I just pick it up really fast. And I think with arts and crafts, it's the same way, but it's like I just see something, like, I don't know, maybe a sculpture or something, or even like a new form of like a new medium or something like that, or even an instrument, and I just look at it, I'm just like, I can do that, and I just try and try, and I practice and practice, and I learn to do it. Like, when it comes to arts, I have a lot of confidence in it, I guess. Not to where I'm, like, a narcissist, but I don't, like, I never feel like there is any reason that I can't learn to do it. Whereas, like, other stuff, like, God, like, academics or something, I can get intimidated. What's a superpower I wish I had? I wish I had a better memory. I have a very poor memory. Even when I'm talking, I have a hard time putting things together, or somebody will tell me something and I forget it within seconds. And that can be embarrassing, and it makes it really hard to work. I tend to write things down, and that helps a lot. But gosh, somebody will tell me something, say, like, whenever I was waiting tables, somebody will say, "I would like a sweet tea." And I say, "Was it sweet or unsweet?" And they say, "Sweet." And then I turn around and then I go to the drink station and I'm like, "Fuck, was it sweet or unsweet? I can't remember." I forget things within seconds. It's horrible. And people get really frustrated with me about it. And I understand. And it's really frustrating for me too. So it takes a lot of patience to deal with me, for other people and for myself. What is your favorite pet name, honorific, or nickname to be called? That's a tough one. The nickname I get called most is one I don't like. But I don't really tell them that because I don't want to hurt their feelings. And it's also kind of awkward because people have been calling me that for years and years. I mean, since I was a baby, probably. Which isn't, it's not like an embarrassing nickname. I just don't want to say it because it's part of my name and I would like to remain pretty anonymous. But my favorite nickname. My grandpa calls me Pretty Girl, and he still calls me a little girl sometimes. I wouldn't like anyone else to call me that. But my grandpa and I, he's still alive. We're very, very close, especially when I was small. And he just still sees me as his little girl. And I guess it just kind of brings me back to those feelings of just, it makes me want to cry, actually. Like, it just brings me back to, like, it's my grandpa. I feel safe with him. And I feel so loved. He never did anything wrong to me, you know? And see, I'm like wanting to cry. He's always treated me so well, and my family, and, I just think about like how much I would hate to lose him and how special he is. Gonna go ahead and move on to the next one because I want to cry. He's okay. He's perfectly healthy, but I'm a very emotional person and I sound really unstable right now. But I love him and that's just kind of how I get when I think about people that I love. I get overwhelmed with emotion. And I don't know how to express it, so it just kind of comes out as tears. So I apologize for that. What fictional character would you sleep with if you had the opportunity? What makes them the object of your affections? That's a hard one. There are like fictional characters that would be like, yeah, I would bang. But trying to think of like just one or like really good reasons of why they would be the best. Oh, that's tough. I'm thinking about it. Fictional character. Golly. Anybody, like, I can think of a couple, but it's like really shallow reasons, like, oh, he's just really hot. I'm sure there's somebody, and I'm just not thinking about it because I haven't thought about it in a long time. I don't know. I'm gonna be thinking about that all day now. I'll try to figure that out. And if I do, if I think of one, then maybe I'll put in the comments later on who that person is. What is the best gift you've ever received? That's another difficult question. The most recent wonderful gift that I've received Well, it's not a physical gift, and I guess I'm kind of saying this at the risk of sounding like a Hallmark movie, or like I'm trying to be sentimental or something like that, but really, like, to me, words mean so much. Words and actions, but I think at the beginning of this, I was talking about, yeah, I was talking about like my new job. I got really used to being beaten down on and everything. And yesterday, I had to complete a shift by myself, even though I was still in training. The other girl that was supposed to be there didn't show up. She didn't call. We couldn't get a hold of her, so I had to take on the job by myself. It was my show, and I was pretty confident about it because I'd had done this sort of job before at other places. But at the end of the night, okay, I work at a restaurant. I'm a hostess. This just makes it a little easier if I tell you that. At the end of the night, one of the servers came up and said she loves to work with me, and that I do a really great job, and she said everyone can see it, that you care about what you do and that you have good work ethic. And after that, before I clocked out, I went to talk to my manager and said, you know, I cleaned the bathrooms, I did this and that. And he said, okay, you're good to go. And so I said, all right. You know, he was going to go on vacation. I said, well, enjoy your vacation. And he said, I just want to tell you that you did a fantastic job. And it's so great to have you here. And he said something else. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I wanted to cry. 'Cause I just like I haven't gotten praise like that in such a long time. You know, for I get praise on Gone Wild and stuff, but that's different. But like to get praise for your job after you've been working under somebody that micromanages you and is so harsh and so critical. And gaslights you and tells you to do something a certain way, and you do it exactly the way they wanted it. They tell you that you did it exactly how they wanted it, but it's still wrong. They're harassing you. When you go from that to the next day, someone saying that you're fantastic, and even though you're brand new, you are the best at your job, that is a wonderful gift. It's so wonderful to feel appreciated, and that's all that I ask, you know. And really, I don't expect them to tell me, you know, you're doing good every day or something like that. I don't expect that. I don't expect anyone to tell me I'm doing good. But it means a lot, you know. It means so much, and it makes me want to do even better, you know, even though I'm always trying my best. And I know I have my shortcomings, but I do the best that I can. And it's so nice for someone to recognize that. Anyway, I think that might have been the last question. Nope, it wasn't. What song gets annoyingly stuck in your head? Tiny Dancer by Elton John. Hold me closer, Tony Danza. The song gets stuck in my head all the time. I know those aren't the words, but that's one that's always stuck in my head. I get Looks That Kill stuck in my head by Motley Crue a lot. I love that song though. I don't get annoyed by it. Too Fast for Love gets stuck in my head a lot. Another Motley Crue. Oh, that song, If This Is It! I think that's, oh, Huey Lewis in the News. God, there's a lot of songs that, like, usually, like, at least one is stuck in my head. Jungle Love is another one. I think that's Steve Miller Band. God, like, if somebody I know is listening to this, they know exactly who I am, because I'll sing those songs to myself all the time. Hi, how are you doing? I see that you're also a horny motherfucker, but you already know that about me, I'm sure. But anyway, I guess that's all, and thank you for making this questionnaire. It's a lot of fun, and I look forward to listening to some more. I already listened to a few, but I look forward to listening to some more, and I'll be sending it to some of my favorite GWA artists, because I'd like to learn a little bit more about them. I'm in touch with some of them, and you know, through DM, and just asked a few questions here and there, so I think it would be a lot of fun, and I'm glad that you made this sort of template for us, so we can get to know each other a little better, because there is a person behind the voice, and, you know, behind all the erotica and everything, you know, there is a very real person, and our lives aren't all about sex and all that, as addicting as it can be. But anyway, I'm just rambling at this point, so I'll go ahead and wrap it up here. You have a wonderful, beautiful day, and I'll end it with my favorite quote. It's a Dr. Seuss quote, and I like to say it because I feel like sometimes in your life you have to hear it, but it is, you are you, that's truer than true, there's no one alive who's youer than you. So, you are unique, and you do things a little bit differently from everybody else, and that's the way that it should be. You were made to be you, and there's nobody that's better at being you than you are, so why waste a moment or a day pretending to be anybody else and being half as good at it when you can be the best at being you? So, be unapologetically yourself, even if it's weird and crazy. That's the best. Weird people are the best. So, I love you, whoever you are. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.